the Kriya Shema. Umina Tvila. Umina Tvilin. We call our mitzvahs Amuras Matira. So right away, the obvious question when you read this, if you got to the riff in the Rabbi Yonah, you saw it as well. The obvious question right away is, why say Pata Mikriya Shema, Umina Tvila, Umina Tvilin, and then say, we call mitzvahs Amuras Matira. The truth is, if you saw, how far down is the? Pretty far down the Mamre Kamis. Excuse. The riff of the Rabbi Yonah, the riff leaves out, and many of the Gesos don't have Umikol Mitzvahs Amuras B'Torah. And the Rabbi Yonah quotes Mefarshim who actually say that the Ptur owning, believe it or not, is not for all mitzvahs. The only mitzvahs that there's a Ptur for are Kriya Shema Tefillah and Tefillin, or things like, I guess like it, maybe brachas or things like that. But when we call mitzvahs Amuras B'Taira, that's not part of the equation. So we'll come back to that. Rabbi Yonah obviously says not, but and the obvious question then is, what do you need it for? What do you need them both for? If you putter from Kol HaMitzvahs, then obviously Kriya Shema, Tefillah, and Tefillin. Now the only logical answer, without any svara, is that you have a hava mina to think that even if you're putter from all the other mitzvahs, you're still going to be chayim. It's the opposite of the riff. And believe it or not, the Rabbi Yonah has such a svara. So we'll get to that. That is in terms of the actual reading in the, of this first line. Now, if you went through the Gemara, so you saw that meso mutal lefanav at the end of the day does not mean that the mace is actually right there in front of the person. It means mutal alav lekavra. Mutal alav lekavra is he's the one who has the responsibility to go ahead and bury his mace. And if he has that responsibility, Pashas and Farshim say, one of the Zion Krovim, so then he's Pater, Mikriya Shema, Tzvila, Tzvilin, and Kolamah Tzvila. So, most of us are familiar that this, I think before you did this figure, that Onain, the Ptur of Onain is a subject of a Machlokas, and it's right here, the Machlokas is right here on the Daf. So Rashi here says, Misha Meso, Pata milikrois kriyashma lefi shehu tarib b'machsheves kvurasa. So he comes, Rashi, and he says that there's a general tour that Onain is part of. It's not that there's any special halacha of an Onain tour. He's potter because there's a klal. V'torid b'machsheves furaso. V'ahavi dumya, he says, dechasan. Potter mishum tir de mitzvah. And he says it's similar to chasan. Potter mishum tir de mitzvah. Falls within that same world of torid b'tirda de mitzvah. Machsheves Tirda the mitzvah. And that's the tour. Now, a ramification of this shita is if you go on in the Rashi, that's how you go on in the Gemara, you look at Rashi, very interestingly, look at Rashi. He says, Einom the Einom of Varech. So what does Rashi say in the Einom of Varech? Anyone with Medayik? He says, Eino Sarech Levarech Birchas Hamotzi. Einom Zamein. Eino tsarach levarach birchas hamazon. Ein mevarchin, once again, ein tsarach sheyevarach. The only time he doesn't say ein tsarach is by zimun. Because the ein mezamnin alav, he says ein mitzarev im shlosha lezimun. So that's a separate issue, I think, because if you notice, an onain also has a separate halacha by onain that he's not allowed to be mesiv, ochel. Veino ochel basar, veino shosei yayin. what's the issue of Eino Mesiv? Because Kiderech Hamasubim Bechashivus Al Tzida Rai Haswalis, he's not allowed, Onay is not allowed to go ahead and have an Achila Chashuva. So Lechari, that's what Zimun is connected up to, as you all know, right? That's first Mishina, is having an Achila Chashuva of Kviyas, that's what creates Zimun. It's like I said, for example, when you're an Aval, you don't have a Zimun, you're supposed to be separately, right? Like before. Okay, so that, I think, is a separate halacha, which we'll get to. But in terms of the actual mitzvahs, what you see from Rashi is Eino Tzarech. Eino Tzarech. So, this is not difficult at all, because at the end of Perek Sheni, anyone remembers the end of Perek Sheni from 11 years ago, 12 years ago, whatever, last time we did it. We happen to paskin that a chassan, if he wants to, it's a machlokes tanoim, that a chassan, imrotze likros kriyashma, laila harishon, korei. I'm a Shimon Gamliel, I'm a local, I wrote Zalitol. Not everyone should try to make themselves big. Okay? I think you could go ahead and, get rid of your tirda and do it. It's funny, it's a lach in, it has to be a lach in Gaiva, in Yura, really. It's not a shaila as to whether or not you could go ahead and do it. It doesn't seem like, are you allowed to have that yura? So they say today, halacha l'maisa, it's just the opposite. Right? To say that you don't have kavana, that's gaiva, because that means that you normally do have kavana. And then, I remember this from Mishnah Brura. Okay. So what's this p'tur? So I had you see the two Gemaras, three Gemaras, Yud Aleph in Brachas and Chav Hei in Sukkah are mamish parallel. And then, if you saw the Gemara in Ksuvis, which we did this year, it's very interesting how it's brought up in the context of the Machlokas, Rav and Abaye, as we'll see. But let's just look at Rashi. We're going to zero in on Rashi at this time. We'll get to the others as well, because Rashi is a big parasha of seven, and we're in Rashi Shita. So Rashi, right away, on Daf Yud Aleph, here and in Sukkah, says, what's the Gzeres HaKosov for Chasan? B'shivtecha b'veisecha, prat le'osek b'mitzvah. V'letecha v'derech prat le'chasan. Says, v'yafa gav the Chasan nami osek b'mitzvah. Ilav kra yisera lo lafkalon mikra kama the kevan the osek be mitzvah lo ksiv vikra be'edya ele miyuta be'alma uda kadarshina v'veisecha. Look what he says. What's the miyut? The miyut is osek b'meleches mitzvah de'ika tirda. Keep your finger there on that. I got my nice, I put this all together here, all the Rashi's. All the right, smooth chart here. The parallel Rashi in Sukkah says as follows. Here it says basically the same. It's the same sheet. It's Rashi. It says here. He says Oisek b'melechas mitzvah de'ika tirda. There he says from Beisecha alone, all you would know is if you was tireach the oisek meleches mitzvah. He's tireach. It's like he's engaged. He's engaged in meleches mitzvah biyadayim o mahalech lemitzvah. Or he's on his way to the mitzvah. He puts it together. We saw the other mefarshim, they clar back and forth. And the Rajba, if you noticed, he had that in the Havamina maskanas of the Gemara. Rashi seems to put it all together as part of tireach v'oise meleches mitzvah. That's b'shivtecha. What's the melechta chavat derech? So Rashi says, "Aval chasan tirda de machshava ba'almahu." That's just a tirda in his machshava shemachashev al esek besulin. He's basically preoccupied, should use that term, he's preoccupied with the mitzvah, it's all in his head, but he's not engaged in any maisa mitzvah. He's preoccupied with the mitzvah at hand, but he's not engaged in it.
He's preoccupied with the mitzvah?
Yeah.
The Sulimar mitzvah? Steve's point.
What? Yeah, because he's thinking about the maisa mitzvah. So he's worried about what's going on in the mitzvah.
It says he's worried whether it's just going to be a Sulimar.
That's what it says in Rashi, right. That it's tiered
down. The Sulimar aren't a maisa mitzvah.
What?
The Sulimar are not a maisa mitzvah.
No, but again, but it's in the maisa mitzvah that he has concern about it. Because all he's saying is any preoccupation with the maisa mitzvah, with the mitzvah itself,
or a detail that's related to the mitzvah.
Yeah, it's in the he's worried about the mitzvah. No, not doing it properly. Because he's talking about he's worried about the besulim.
Yes,
but nothing to do with him. Has nothing to do with doing it properly. Maybe you would say that in, you know, Bayone, but here he's obviously talking about Shemachashev al Eisik Besulim. He's worried, concerned, preoccupied, obsessing about the mitzvah. Okay, now what's very interesting is in the lashon, okay, in the lashon of Rashi in Sukkah. Listen very carefully. He says, Tareach va'osa meleches mitzvah biyadayim, o mahalech lemitzvah. That's regular osek b'mitzvah. And then he says, by titirda de machshava ba'alma in Sukkah, he adds, yoshev u'batel. He contrasts it. You're sitting and doing nothing. Ve'eno osek. And you're not osek, he says. You're not osik. Torid b'machsheves v'ila. That's what you are. Okay? You got that. So now what's very interesting is that he sort of leaves out, and I don't know if you caught this, it was very, very important, I wanted you to see you caught the subtlety in Rav Hai and the Rajba. There's really something that Rashi is leaving out. He has the actual maisa mitzvah that you're engaged in, and he has the halicha, the going to the mitzvah with you're engaged in. And then he goes to Yoshevu Batel, and all you have is the tirda b'machshev as a mitzvah. Let me ask you the following question. And it really comes in the shackle of Italia here too. And it's going to be important in terms of the Rambam Shita, which is related to Rav Haigon Shita. We're going to have the Rambam Shita. Rambam relates to Rambam. If you got to the Rambam, you see he brings up owning too. So it's going to be very important. I'm going to give you three scenarios. Okay? Guy goes, he has kenisa l'chuppah. So if he's actually up there in the chuppah, right, shuckling his brains out with his kittel on there, you know. So he's and she's walking down, and he's like, so you can say he's ever. Let's say, like, you know, it's before bilas mitzvah. This chuppah, it was a wedding. And now they're waiting for the smooth limo to come. It's a nice limo, and I remember when I walked out. Okay, nice smooth limo, yeah. So they're sitting in the waiting for the limo. Yoshevu batel, right? Is that Yoshevu batel? So from Rashi, it's mashma. That's what it is. It's Yoshevu batel, and any tour kriyashma at that point, according to Rashi, is based on Torid b'machsheves the mitzvah. He would not have a p'tur of regular osek b'mitzvah. Correct? That's what it seems like. Okay, now I'm going to build it up. I saw the Mishnah in Sukkah. The Mishnah in Sukkah, Holchei, right, the Shluchei mitzvah. Turi min asukkah. What's the case of shluchei mitzvah? What does Rashi say the case of shluchei mitzvah, turi min asukkah is? Rashi says, this guy is walking, he's on his way, to his Rebbe. Now, what is he putter for? Dr. Stern with Rimei a couple of times. What is the Shluchei Mitzvah of Sukkah? All right, the guy's going to visit his Rebbe. He's Pturim in a Sukkah. When's he putter from Sukkah? The Shluchei Mitzvah. Dafka by day or day and night? What? Even at night. Because if it was by day, he'd be putter even if it's not Shluchei Mitzvah, because he's on a derech. Okay? So the night. Why is he putter at night? He's camping out. Why is he putter at night? So, there were shittas, if you remember, way back when, you don't probably know, might have actually been in the Rishayit, I'm not sure, and wasn't Ma'ayin Zayin, that, you know what, even if you Yoshev Ubatel, in that case, you're putter. You know why? Because you might not be engaged in the mitzvah right now physically, but you're in, I think the term we used back then, you are involved in the mitzvah because in the process of the mitzvah, you're basically involved in a mitzvah, in an active mitzvah. You just, yourself right now, right? That is a pure kiyum, you're part of in that process. That's not Yoshev Avadah. Rashi, unbelievably, I don't have a sticker here. Okay, Rashi on Chavav, go again quickly. Rashi on Chavav, guess what he says the basis for the Ptur, at night is? Osek B'mitzvah?
I'm saying guess again. That would not be the
Ptur. He, right? If you thought, what are the only cases of Tirda? Onein and Chasim. Give me a third case. Rashi Mamish says Beferish. That case, okay, is Tarid, the Tirda, Mamish. Okay, look, listen to this. Rashi and Chavav. Hochim l'dvar mitzvah, turim b'yom v'layla, af api she'ein hochim, elo b'yom, u'mishum d'teridim v'do'agim b'machsheves ha-mitzvah, u'v'tikuneha turim min ha-mitzvah. That's why he's Pturin min ha-mitzvah. Okay? If you remember, the other Rishonim had different cheshbonos, he's like, you know, Tosfos had said, you know, because he had his whole shita with the Yishal HaKayim Shneim, so you're only going to be Pater if the making of the sukkah would prevent you from being able to accomplish your... Okay, but he didn't get into the Tarid B'tirda, the mitzvah. This is Rashi the Shita, okay? Now the reason why this is very important, and I don't know if we're going to be able to develop this fully today, but Thursday, hopefully we'll all be around post Yom Ha'atzmaus on Thursday.
It's the last situation.
It's Thursday night?
Yeah.
Where is it here?
Yerushalayim.
Yeah. Yerushalayim. We got to talk about that.
By Scooney. Maybe we could have Shir by Scooney.
Yeah, okay, we'll talk about that. I want to make sure, okay, that's I don't want to miss a Shir this week. Okay. Okay, so but the reason why this is going to be very important, okay, because in the Shaka Levataya, the Gemara, when the Gemara says, okay, I hachi afilu koines es almana, what's going on in the case of koines es almana? What exactly is that case of koines es almana? Is it koines es almana? He's talking about like when they're actually doing the. Nisuin, that's what it means. Because there is no tirda. There is no tirda there. There's no tirda the mitzvah. So we'll come back to that. That's going to relate to how they read the Gemara, Rashi versus the Rambam. But now we have three cases so far of tarid tirda the mitzvah, and Rashi says that's not the same exact thing of osek, of regular osek b'mitzvah. Clearly not. It's tirda b'mashav the mitzvah. Now, I don't know if anyone remembers this. This is Ksuvus. This is just here. So, this is, you don't really need, I guess at this age, we need stock notes even from something from 5 months ago, 4 months ago. Can you give me two logical approaches? We have here B'shifta Chavavesa. That's basic Lamdisha analysis. You have one Lima B'shifta Chavavesa of Osek B'mitzvah. Engaged in the mitzvah of a ptur. And you have another limud of Tarid b'tirda de mitzvah. Tirda de machsheves de mitzvah. What are two possibilities in terms of the nature of that Torah that's coming out of the Xeris of custom left of Chavaderek? Because, again, we know that it's obviously, you wouldn't have known it without left of Chavaderek. But once you have it, what are the two possibilities, logically, of how to understand...
why you would be Patan?
Yeah, the nature of the Ptur.
Of Tirda.
Yeah, of Tirda.
Either it's part of Ozik B'mitzvah,
right.
Or it's everything.
Right. Either, again, we're talking about Tarid, and is the pshat that Tarid B'tirda the mitzvah becomes a chelek, an extension of Ozik B'mitzvah, Patan B'mitzvah, or it's something different. Now, what does that mean? Let's just understand what it means conceptually. Conceptually, it would mean as follows. Let's go a step further here. That the nature of the ptur of Tarid b'tirda to the mitzvah is not coming from the fact that there's any tirda here. So if you have tirda, that is a form of osek, and therefore you're potter. What's the other side? The other side is that the tirda itself, if you're tarid, that potters you from other mitzvahs. Now I'm going to show you something fascinating. Look at listen to this, the shakal of Atariya of the Gemara in Ksuvus. In Ksuvus. Rava, in the Gemara there in Ksuvus, if you remember, he quotes the Mishnah, it says, the chassan is potter from Kriyashma up until Motzei Shabbos if there was no Bia. And from there, the Gemara wanted to bring a raya that you could have Bia Rishina on Friday night, on Shabbos. What's the raya? Comes Rava. The raya is, since the whole tour is based on being turred over the Bia that you're going to have that night, if you can't have Bia that night, so why are you putter on Friday night? Okay? Comes Abaye, and Abaye says, no. His tirda is a tirda de lo boil. He's talking about the fact that he didn't have bia Thursday night and Wednesday night. So in that Gemara, fascinating, Rava comes to Abaye and asks him the question that is asked in our Gemara on Yud Aleph and Al Chafei. He says, according to me, seemingly, Rava says, who knows the sugya on Daf Yud Aleph and Chafei, that Tarid B'tirda the mitzvah is a chelek of Osek B'mitzvah, and I'm going to bring you a raya for that. Listen to the Rashi. This is in Rava, in Ksuvus Davav. Hay depotele mikriya shema belele, this is Rava talking. Belele Shabbos, mishum detarid b'mitzvah, devoy lemivah. Guess what the next words are? Veha Osek B'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. Can't be more explicit than that. That's Rava. So Rava asks on Abaye, who says, Tarid de lo boil, according to you, if Tava Svinaso Biyam, it's Rava talking to Abaye, if Tava Svinaso Biyam, you should also be Pata. Why? Because according to you, Abaye, the poor is one of Tirda. What's the difference between Tarid about... you worked up about the fact that you didn't have your beer the night before? Who cares? What's that got to do with anything? And there's no way you could say that's Osek B'mitzvah. What kind of Osek B'mitzvah? You're crying and you're worked up about the mitzvah you didn't do. That can't be Osek B'mitzvah. Conception doesn't work. You're worried about the mitzvah you're going to do. So you can say, oh, that's a chelek of Osek B'mitzvah. You're preoccupied with the mitzvah. That's the kasha. So, now the truth is, in brachos and in sukkah, this shakal of atarya is a general shakal of atarya, because it was all part of the development of the limud, which we'll get to. But here comes Rava attacking Abaye. According to you, what's the story? Now both Rashi and Tosfos there in Ksuvos defend Abaye and says, no, there's a chiluk.
It's part of the mitzvah.
As the Gemara says. And it gives the same shakla, the same answer Abaye gives as the Gemara gives on Yid Aleph and Chafei. And he says, no, there's a big difference. This is Torah about a mitzvah. It might not be Torah about the mitzvah you're going to perform, but it's Torah relating to mitzvah. So you say, so what? So listen to the lashon of a couple of different rashis. He says, I'm going to read you a couple of rashis. Vashmainan kra, there's a rashi in sukkah. Vashmainan kra, delo mechayiv lehasir daito mimechsheves mitzvah rishona b'shvilzu abalav. Rashi in Ksuvos and Abaye, Hay de potle mikriyos v'lav yishum de shari lemival, ela kasavar mitzar tzar shel mitzvah poter mikriyoshma. It's a tzar shel mitzvah. This is Abaye. Below dami la'avil de tarid tirdo de rishus. What it's basically saying is that anything besides a tirda of mitzvah, you know what the Torah says? Torah says, get over it, pal. Get over it. And the word is, Ashmeina kra delo mechayiv lahasir daito mimachsheves mitzvah. The Torah, okay, did not tell you have to go ahead and get rid of that tirda. They recognize that tirda as being a meaningful tirda, and they give you an allowance. That's the pshat. Okay? So what comes out is as follows, fascinatingly. There's really two tracks here. Abaye and Rava. Okay? If you go through, Kev, you don't have the time to go through the whole shakla of atarya. When you chazer shtark, okay, you'll see that the subtle difference between Rashi and Sukkah and Rashi and Brachas. From Rashi and Brachas, he seems to be projecting forward the bottom line according to Rava. I guess we hold like Rava, except for Yalka Gam. Because in Rashi and Brachas, he says, he doesn't say, Yoshev u'batel ve'eno osek. And when he says, my mashma, interestingly, in Brachas, he says, my mashma, prat la'osek b'mitzvah. So he seems to already from the start already be projecting Rava's Shita. If you look at Sukkah, he just says, my mashma prat la mitzvah. And in the end, by Sukkah, when he says, Vashmina krad lo mechayiv lasir daito, that can really go either according to Abaye or according to Rava. Because again, even according to Rava, if you are mechayiv lahasir, right? And even according to Rava, who says, Isaac b'mitzvah, if you were mechuyev to get rid of that tirda, so then you wouldn't be oisek b'mitzvah. So therefore, when he says in the end, Yashmina kradu lo mechayiv lahasir daito mivashev es mitzvah rishona v'zilzu abba alav, that can be both according to Abaye and according to Rava. So at the end of the day, we have here two possible visions of the tour of tirda in Rashi. Now let me ask you a question. According to Rashi, when he says Eino Tzarech, that works according to both Abaye and Rav. Does it work according to both Abaye and Rav in the same way exactly? Go to Onay now. So Onay, he's Tarid Betirda the Mitzvah Kvura. And he says Eino Tzarech to go ahead. He doesn't have to. He has the Ptur. So, what's the pshat that he could do it if he wants? He's tarid. So the pshat is if he wants to try to get over it and deal with it, he can go ahead and do it.
If someone's homesick at home, it's not supposed to be living in the mitzvah. You know that, right? So
if correct.
It's not that.
So, I'm gonna see. There's a little bit of a. That's what I wanted to get at, but I think there's a flaw there. Blah, blah. So what Ari's suggesting is the following shtickle issue. That if you hold osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah, remember there are days in osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah that you're not allowed to go ahead and do what? You're not allowed to go ahead. You remember there's a ritva shita, and it might actually even be Rashi shita. Because if you go through the sugya there, that might be the reason why you need to have exeris akasuv. But let's so then the problem is like this. What do you mean atzarach? It should be asim. So can anyone give a teretz? Again, you don't want to answer that Rashi's oisik b'mitzvah holds that you're not. Again, not only Rishonim hold this. There are other Rishonim that hold even if you have oisik b'mitzvah. It's not asim to go ahead and do the other mitzvah. You just don't have to. But I don't want. You can give an answer without committing.
Maybe if you're not needed to do the mitzvah. In other words, you're...
No, you're tarred.
You're only osik b'mitzvah because you're tarred.
Exactly. That's the tarred. In other words, that goes back to what I told you before. But once you're meiser daito, then there's no tirda, and therefore you're not what? You're not osik b'mitzvah. There's no problem. By regular Isaac b'mitzvah, you're being Isaac b'mitzvah. Okay? Very good. The only thing is about this teretz is that the assumption here is that you're mamish removing the tirda. You don't have to say that. You could say that there was a p'tur because of tirda, and you could afal pikein do it with your tirda. So that's taking a certain approach, but leaving all the possibilities open. Now, not out of the woods yet here.
So how could one lima tell you that it's usher and the other lima tell you that it's...
No! It is usher. That's his whole chab. It is
usher.
If you're not Torah, then you're not using a mitzvah. It's only if you're using a mitzvah that's going to be usher to do the other mitzvah.
I understand.
Get rid of the tirda. Get over it. Then ain't otzar. It's a funny lashon of ain't otzar.
Right,
because
that's
kind of horrible. But what he's basically saying... Ain't no sarich, but if you get over it, so then you don't have the tirda, and therefore you could do it. Okay? But now watch this. And this, I think we mentioned this at one time, but I just saw it. I just saw it in, I don't know which sefer of the Shem the Rav. It was something that I was bothered by. And I saw a teretz for it. Because if you go, I think we might have mentioned it last time too. One of the big tires of Soloveitchik, it's like a kasha in Rav Soloveitchik, is that by Avelus is one of those mitzvahs, not an Enos now, Avelus is one of those mitzvahs that the kiyum is belayed. The kiyum is belayed. There are certain mitzvahs. You have a ma'isa mitzvah, and the kiyum is also the ma'isa mitzvah. You have other mitzvahs that, the ma'isa mitzvah, like tshuva, vidui and tshuva, shofar, right? So too, the nihugim of avelus is to, the avelus belayed, the sorrow, okay? So the problem is, let's go back to the different gemaras. One of the examples the gemara compares Tava Svinaso Yamtu is a novel. Because you want to say, Eina Chinami, maybe Tarud, okay, is the basis for a Ptur? Tarud is the basis for a Ptur? See, it's not true. Avel, okay, Avel is Tarud, but he's Chayiv. So the answer is, Avel's Tarud, but it's not Tarud b'mitzvah. So you're going to all come and say, listen, I'm going to Tarud b'mitzvah. In the case of what? In the case of Chasan, you're Tarud about the besulim in the Maisa Bia. Yeah, you're Tarud in the
actual mitzvah.
This is the kiyuma mitzvah of the what? Of the avelus. So true, Rashi says, sha'afa bishu chayiv linhoig avelus shel ni'ila rechitza v'sicha laharos kvod meso eino chayiv litzdar. What do you mean eino chayiv litzdar? That's the kiyum shebelei. This is supposed to be happy? Eino chayiv litzdar. So, the truth is, the Rav addressed this in a different yurtzeit. When he discussed the issue of the difference between aninus and avelus, and it connects up to what we said before in the previous Rashi. I don't know if he made this diak. Vashminan kra. One of the biggest sides of Salvation is that Aninus, the Pshat and Aninus, and we'll talk about this more when we get to the other Shitas, the Pshat and Aninus is there is a recognition that mitzvahs, okay, we'll see if we get to the other Shitas as well. Mitzvahs, you know, not shy to you, you're like it. But the Pshat is after Aninus, true. The Niyuge Havel is supposed to bring sadness and sorrow and thinking about the mace, but not paralysis from mitzvah. Part of the tzidduk hadin of Havelus is gufa, gabe mitzvahs, you have to get over it. That's gufa, the charge of Havelus. That's it. The charge of Havelus is you got to move on. Because gufa, it's gufa, a command within avelus, tziduk hadin, and he builds up the whole yisoid of tziduk hadin. But tziduk hadin demands get over it. So that's the pshat. Okay, ain't no chayiv litzdayer, right? There's no chayiv litzdayer. You have to go ahead and do certain what nihugim of ni'ila rechitza v'sicha, but pumfaker. Paralysis, preoccupation with your tirda, that's, it might be a reality, but for sure, there ain't no chiyuv. It doesn't sound as powerful as, like, the Rav made it like, you know, is actually a charge. Okay, so that's the site fit. But now I have another question for you. If you go with this site of tirda, okay, that's not a tour of Isaac B'mitzvah. What's the concept? What's the concept of the tour? So some want to say, I saw Achronim, I look at that, that it only makes sense if you hold mitzvah sriches kavana. But if you don't hold mitzvah sriches kavana, like, what's the problem? Why should it? So I don't think that's true. I think the yisoid of it is look at the way he says. He says, "Einoch lo chayiv lahasir daigner daz mitzvah rishona b'shvil zu abalav el yasok rishona." I'm going to make a diuk from the nature of the yasok rishona. Yasok rishona v'yitein libo liyosbaki b'davar. Even if you hold mitzvahs ein sriches kavana, that doesn't mean that that's the way you're supposed to do the mitzvahs. Mitzvah Shikas Kavana is a halacha. Okay, I'm doing a little, you know, I have a kavana, I'm doing a l'shem mitzvah. What this is talking about is being there with the mitzvah. The way you're supposed to go ahead, right, and be focused on your mitzvah. Even if your old mitzvah ain't Shikas Kavana, the Torah recognizes, okay, that if you're preoccupied with other things, the mitzvah is impaired.
Well, it's clear that way, because even if you hold mitzvahs srichos kavana, that's only during the performance of the mitzvah. And clearly this tir does even not during the performance of the mitzvah.
No, you'd be tarred during your performance. Again, what these achronim say is, you're not going to have proper kavana, l'shem mitzvah. But again, we're not talking about thinking about the mitzvah. It's
also very difficult. Mitzvah srichos kavana just means...
Right.
You just have to know
right,
you're doing a mitzvah.
Right, exactly.
It doesn't mean you have to have like...
Exactly, exactly. I think this is more of a yisod of what's telling you. It's like it's like a yisod in Avodas Hashem in your avoda. That the Torah recognizes that if you're tariv, this is not a state, right? A state of mitzvah performance. I remember my Rebbe saying, you might have said it way back when, right? That, you know, it's like in mitzvah, there's simcha, you do mitzvahs for simcha over tuv levav. Tachas Hashem, lo avarates Hashem, v'simcha v'tuv levav. I think there's a Rebbeinu B'chaya. I don't know if you mentioned that. There's a Rebbeinu B'chaya that actually says, it's two different dinim. There's the mitzvah, and you're supposed to have a simcha shel mitzvah. So you did the mitzvahs. But there was a lacking in the simcha shel mitzvah. So you see, there's a yisayin of the way a mitzvah is supposed to be done. If you're turret and preoccupied, that's not the way the Torah wants you to do mitzvah. And therefore it recognizes that you should be potter. The only thing is that the Torah tells you, get over it. Tachas Hashem lo avarates Hashem b'simcha v'tuv levav. So you got to work on that. Except, when you're Torah material the mitzvah, there's an allowance. Now, comes the riff, okay? We're going to deal with the Rambam Shita. Okay, well, let's tell you what, I want to deal with the riff in a minute. You want to know? Next year will be the Rambam and the Rav Haigon quoted in the Rajba. Okay? That's still within the world of the Rashi Tour. And then we're going to move to the Tosis, which is, you have to look at the Yerushalmi also, on the whole other world of the Ptur of Onay. Now, the Rebbe Yonah quotes a Yesh Mefarshim that says this whole Ptur of Chasan and Onay is only for Kriya Shema Fila, because those, and this is very interesting, because those are mitzvahs of Kavana. Now that's a different Kavana. That's talking about Kavana's Libo. That's not, right, the kavana of the Shem Mitzvah. So there you could hear it, okay? You could hear the Svara very nicely. That any mitzvah, okay, any mitzvah, I'll read you the Yesh Mefarshim and Rabbeinu Yonah.
Which one does he say?
He says only Kriya Shema, okay, and Tefillin. And he says by Tefillin, because, you know what he says by Tefillin? He says by Tefillin because, yeah, you're supposed to be thinking. It's like sort of like the Bach. He says it. Listen to this. Very similar. I'll read it to you. Yeah, no, you're right. Because it's Hesach Hadas by. It relates to the Hesach Hadas also. Where does he have it here? Kachi Agirsa B'chol Asvarim Adiyakim. That they don't have a chol mitzvahs. V'yesh mefarshim, the kavan shalosh shaninu b'mishnah b'feirish shepoter b'kol mitzvahs ha'amuris b'torah ain't a poter ela me'elu ha'shalosh b'vad. Aval b'chol ha'shar chayiv u'mivin rayim b'darim b'parak yashar. He goes and he the way he learns a certain sugya there in sukkah, that the gemara there rejected the whole v'lech t'chav aderech legabe the other mitzvahs of sukkah, of shulchan mitzvah, etc. Specific p'tur by Kriya Shema. Okay? And he says, same thing would be by Avel. Ela be'ilu ha'shosh ha'bevad she'asar mebnei she'shlosh ton tzichas kavana yoyseh mishar mitzvahs. Kriya Shema nekabos ol mechosh ha'mayim v'tzor she'kavana v'tzvillin gam kein tzarech. Oh, you said right. Shelo yasiach daito mehem. Shelo yasiach daito mehem. V'tzvila gam kein tzarech kavana shemlo kivein ba'avol tzarech lasos balel. Okay, pam acheres, etc. That is, okay, now that, okay, obviously works in the Tirda world. And it's working with the same mahalach. It's an abaye dika mahalach, okay, in uvelech techav aderech. Right, uvelech techav aderech is a separate halacha, and it's unique to Kriya Shema and mitzvahs like Kriya Shema. Okay, obviously there's a rejection of this application to the Gemara and Sukkah. It would only be relevant to Shema and things like it. And it makes a lot of sense because if we're talking about the Tirda and being preoccupied, anything you need mamish kavanas libo for the mitzvah, for the kiyama mitzvah. So obviously you could understand and appreciate the big akasha is why you need the gzeres hakasav. So the reason why you need the gzeres hakasav is the exact same shot, because maybe the word is get over it, right? Like ultimately the Rambam tells you, you're supposed to do, you're supposed to try to get, what are you supposed to do when you're tarred in tefillah? That's actually the lacha. When it comes to tefillah, you're not allowed to daven when you're tarred. So you have to go ahead and do everything Rambam says. You have to go ahead and do all the things that you have to do to get over it. So here the word is that when you're tarred, but during the mitzvah, you don't have to get over it. Okay? One last thing. It comes to Beni Yonah and he says no. And he says, even in the Rif, you don't have to learn this one. Because all the Girsos don't really have Mekol HaMitzvahs. It's just Kal V'Chaymer. So if you have the Girsa, it's also a Kal. It's also, you need to spell it out no matter what. Why? Because these mitzvahs are more Chamor. Because they all have Kabbalah's Olmach V'Shamayim in them. Isaac, Tefillah, if you know, right? It says, you want to be Mikabel, Olmach V'Shamayim, Shlema, you do all these things with Shema, you put on Tefillin, Shema, Tefillah, etc. More Chamor. So what's the Pshat there? The pshat there is maybe in the more chomer mitzvahs you got to get over it. What else is the pshat? Unless he's going to be going with the world of, again, you have to say that in Rashi, but we're going to see he might be going in the other shikas that we'll see in the tour of Onan.